This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from our Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations right here, broadcasting to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and a satellite. And don't forget, a shout-out goes out always to our active military, active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our New York 9/11 dispatchers, as well as dispatchers everywhere across the country, our Custom and Border Patrol operations out there, the CBP guys, and our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working right now on the Third Watch, doing whatever it takes to keep America moving along, thanks so very much. That includes our over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the men and the women out there going coast-to-coast, border-to-border, delivering the freight, as well as great people out there with the FedEx and UPS and our bulk mail center drivers out there hauling the bulk mail in and out of the post offices around the countryside. And let's not forget our suicide jockeys hauling the gas and the diesel and the jet fuel wherever it needs to go. Plus, we've got our Amazon warehouse folks and our Amazon drivers hauling their packages all around the countryside, too. Now, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Parler. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. And we're on Twitter, all as Captain's America, all one word, all lowercase, all put together, Captain's America. And don't forget, our website is the Captain's America Third Watch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. You can go over there and listen to the show live and in living color from wherever you're at, because you don't need to have a radio to do it. You can listen to us right there, and we broadcast that stream until the next new program comes up, 2 o'clock tomorrow morning. So there you go. All right, and joining us right now from California, the one, the only, the incomparable, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics.
All right, thank you, Captain. And good morning to everybody.
Okay. And we're going to get right down and into it here and into the mud and the dirt and the snow and everything else that's going on out there. So let's say the pledge. You ready?
Absolutely.
I
pledge allegiance
to the flag.
To the flag.
Of the United States.
Of the United States.
Of America.
Of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And we emphasize those two words included in the Declaration of Independence, the Pledge of Allegiance, known as under God, because our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values, and we get it, and we hope you get it, too. Well, Kyle, again, the president yesterday took one on the chin for the good boys, the good guys. I think he'll be okay, because, again, we all understand what's going on here with these charges. These are misdemeanor charges that have been blown up into felonies, which is something you can't do, and the nature of one of the charges that's in there makes it already outdated. It's already outlived its course. So I don't know what these people are thinking.
Well, yes, Captain, they have to twist themselves literally into legal pretzels in order to make this work. Under any other circumstances, I think if the district attorney brought this kind of indictment, vague and unprofessional, and all these descriptions we're hearing, it just would have been kicked out, and it never would have been brought to begin with. But of course, this is the DA, Alvin Bragg, who ran on the notion that he was going to prosecute Donald Trump. He was going to get him, basically. This is a very distasteful thing in our system, because prosecutors should not be elected on that basis. And certainly it shows, you know, his real stripes here. This is something that, pardon me, I think is going to really harm the Democrats, very, very much so. Because even if you're not a Democrat, or even if you are a Democrat, I should say, a lot of people see this is not the way our legal system works.
Well, meanwhile, there are plenty of other things going on here. One of them happens to be parents, lawmakers, and activists are pushing for the TikTok ban.
Well, sure. This is something I think that can really have a lot of bipartisan support and broad support across the people in the highways and byways. The hurdle to get over is the idea that there are a lot of young people, primarily young people, who use this social media platform and don't see the harm in it. But that's where the communication comes in to be so very important, Captain, about how the information is collected, how it's disseminated, how it's aggregated.
And the UN is reporting that Afghan women and their staff have been blocked from working by the order of the Taliban. Women are not supposed to have a job.
You know, this is so distasteful to so many people, of course, in the Western world. This is something that we thought would have been done away with quite a long time ago, Captain. But unfortunately, it's alive and well under the horrible rule of the Taliban.
I remember they promised that they were doing away with it, but they didn't keep their word, did they?
I didn't expect them to.
Nope, me neither. All right, hold that thought. Okay, folks, you're coming back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Going to take a little sneak peek at the weather because, again, we've got that tornado system right now that is moving in Arkansas towards Kentucky. We're going to let you know more about that. When we come back, don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Alrighty, thank you very much, Jeff and Sarasota, and we'll get right back to Kyle Warren in a minute with some emergency weather news. For the folks up in Arkansas and Missouri, we need to let you know about two tornadoes that are currently bouncing around up in your neck of the woods up there. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by MyPillow.com and Mike Lindell. The website, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com, where you can use the promo code CAPTAIN and save yourself a bunch of money. Now, it doesn't matter. MyPillow.com or MyStore.com. Go there, use the promo code CAPTAIN, and you'll save yourself a bunch of money. All right, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Now, Kyle, we've got two systems right now, two active tornado systems that are affecting not only Missouri, but also parts of Arkansas. So tell us about it.
That's exactly right, Captain. We still have a tornado warning right now in Missouri and Oregon County. This is a severe thunderstorm, again, capable of producing a tornado, located 7 miles southwest of Handy or 21 miles west of Doniphan, moving northeast at 50 miles an hour. That's tornado number one, or tornado warning number one. Tornado warning number two, also in Missouri, Carter-Ripley counties. This, again, a severe thunderstorm located near Handy or 20 miles southwest of Van Buren, moving northeast at 50 miles per hour. And for the next several minutes, we continue with a tornado warning in Arkansas, this in Izard and Stone counties, located 8 miles southwest of Mountain View, moving northeast at 45 miles per hour. So these severe thunderstorms have the capacity to produce tornadoes.
Yeah, and what's important to know here, folks, is this is the middle of the night. You are not going to see this coming at you. You may hear the thunder, you may hear the lightning, you may not hear much of anything until it gets almost on top of you, and then boom, here you are. So what you need to do is you need to be sleeping literally with one eye open by having your telephone on with your emergency weather alert and or your computer, if you have one. Wi-Fi, of course, will continue to work even if you do lose your power. But at the very least, turn your phone on and leave it on. We don't want to hear you get caught because of the fact that you missed out on one of the alerts.
Well, that's exactly right, Captain, and that's very good advice. And because hopefully your cell phone will continue to receive alerts, or at the very least, you can find out information.
Yeah, and if you're in doubt and you're in one of these areas, immediately seek shelter.
That's exactly right. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Now, plenty of stuff transpiring in the world in which we live in. One of the most unique things that happened yesterday, I think, was Finland became the 31st member of NATO on Tuesday, in a major blow to the Russian President Vladimir Putin's attempts to constrain the military alliance. And it did not work because Finland is using them for their very survival.
Well, right. This is, going in reverse for Vladimir Putin. He wanted to break up NATO. He wanted to pit NATO against itself, basically. And he's wound up doing the opposite, Captain. He's strengthened NATO, not him personally, but you get the idea. His actions have caused NATO to become stronger than it ever was.
Well, there happened to be roughly 300,000 Finnish troops, very well trained, I might add, very well supplied. And they train all the time with the United States and France and some of the NATO countries, so this is not a surprise to them. And I think Vladdy had better be careful what he wishes for over there. He's liable to get himself slapped.
Well, exactly right. But this, again, is the caveat to what happens when Vladimir Putin begins to realize that he's not going to be able to win it unless he does something even more drastic, maybe just a huge, huge influx of troops or tactical nuclear weapons or some other weapon of mass destruction. It could still escalate very quickly. That's why I do think, Captain, ultimately something internal has to happen in Russia, one might think, in order to really turn this off.
Now, the United States is reportedly still giving the Ukraine some $2.6 billion worth of military aid over the next several months, correct?
That's right. It's at least $500 million in weapons and equipment from U.S. stockpiles, by the way. This is something even I think General Milley the other day was saying, hey, we got to hold some of the stuff back, otherwise
we don't
have stuff for ourselves. I mean, that's very serious.
Or we got to start making more of it.
No kidding. Exactly. Because, Captain, what happens if we're depleted, just in a general sense, what happens if we're depleted of material and military hardware because it's gone somewhere else, and then we have to deal with something like China invading Taiwan or some other unforeseen event?
Now, just when you thought it couldn't get any stranger in the world in which we live business-wise, officials at Walmart are going to be cutting over 2,000 warehouse jobs.
Yes, that's exactly right. Walmart's not being too forthcoming, from what we understand, on the reasoning behind this. But generally speaking, I think we're looking at some of these effects of the economy. Certainly, and I don't think we've had a resolution yet on what exactly McDonald's is up to, but they're essentially beginning to lay off many, we don't know if it's many thousands yet, but at least hundreds from what we gather. So this is part and parcel of what we see happening out there in the business world.
Well, we'll know soon enough, won't we?
Right, right.
Now, a California bill is favoring school counselors over parents. What's that all about?
I'm not too familiar with the bill, but it would seem to me that once again, we may be setting up a situation where parents are sort of discounted as those who would be best to help the children or to determine what the direction is going to be for the children in school.
Well, that part I'm aware of, but I was wondering if there was something unique to it that you got piled onto it as well.
Yeah, but this, of course, is now going to be an ongoing fight, I think, especially given the way that that parents were treated when it came to Merrick Garland, for example, parents that were upset about the curriculum, and somehow they're the domestic terrorists, basically. And of course, also other things that would happen in the child's life, things that would necessarily have to be reported to the parents, but now maybe they wouldn't be. Yeah.
Now, the CEO, Jamie Dimon of J.P. Morgan, is saying that the banking crisis is not over yet.
No, I think it's far from over. I think you're still having an issue with the notion that depositors can go and move their money out. And if they start moving their money out en masse, that's going to, again, start creating, you know, the idea of a run on a bank. So, Captain, don't be surprised if we don't start to see some kind of regulations, even in the near term, of how you can move your money or access your money to try to curtail some of that. And I think that would be a very scary kind of development. But I have heard it being discussed.
Mm. Now, there's a study in the military, especially the Army, that poor recruit fitness is costing the Army millions of dollars to retrain their people and get them into physical shape.
Wow. Well, I don't doubt it.
Now, the Army's not alone in this, I might add. The Navy's also been caught up in this, and so has the Air Force, mostly because of the pandemic and not being able to go anywhere.
Right, exactly right, exactly right. Looks like you know, they have a lot of issues that they're dealing with, and especially even I think even injuries during basic training.
And the pandemic is now over and done with, we might point out.
Yes.
So if anybody says it's not, and they still got the rules in there and the regulations, the government did away with theirs.
Right, exactly.
Now, what's the situation out there by you? Because I've been hearing all sorts of kinds of stories.
Well, I think a lot of the emergency powers have dropped off or are in the process of dropping off. Essentially, they're looking at the pandemic as being essentially over. It was interesting. I had an occasion to take a family member to the doctor's office the other day, and now they're not requiring masks in that particular office. But just about every other doctor's office you go to, they're still requiring masks, but not all at this point.
Do you have to give the sign of the cross to walk in the door?
No, not at that point, no.
All right, hold that thought, Kyle. Folks, we'll be right back after the bottom of the hour break here on the program, and when we come back, we're going to take another little quick look at the weather before we size up the Truckers Highway and Byway Report coming up in about 15 minutes, because these storms are on the movement here, and we want to keep you abreast of what's going on. Meanwhile, we'll be right back, Kyle and I, with more right after these messages. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
USA News Update. The Manhattan District Attorney laying out the specific charges against former President Trump.
34 false statements made to cover up other crimes. These are felony crimes in New York State. no matter who you are.
Democratic DA Alvin Bragg charging Trump with dozens of criminal counts related to alleged illegal hush money payments to kill negative information before the 2016 election. Bragg said Trump conspired to catch and kill these negative stories. Former President Trump's legal team says there's nothing to the charges against him.
The indictment itself is boilerplate. It doesn't allege any federal crime, any state crime that's been violated. It doesn't allege what the false statement is.
Speaking outside the Manhattan courtroom, attorney Todd Blanche said Trump is frustrated, upset, disappointed, and mad. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Captain here. There are three words I want you to keep in mind if you're looking into wound care from diabetes or other problems you might be having with your feet or ankles: effective, convenient, and caring. I've been going to a lot of doctors, and only Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has helped me. My wound was a tough one, but Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has the highest state-of-the-art treatments to make your body whole. The doctors are compassionate, best I've ever worked with. They truly have caring hands and hearts. Instead of winding your way through the parking garage, elevators, and miles of corridors of those mega hospitals, and who needs that when you have a hurting foot, Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care makes it easy. Just pull into their parking lot, take a few short steps, and you're there at 38th Avenue near Tyrone Square. Google Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care.com or call them at 727-896-4615. That's 727-896-4615. Most all insurances are accepted.
And don't forget Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care, located at 38th at 66th in St. Pete. Their phone number is 727-896-4615. That's 727-896-4615. Give them a call. And ladies, they've got a couple of female podiatrists on duty there, too. I know a lot of you would rather have a woman work on you than a man, and there is your opportunity right there if you're having problems where you need to talk to a podiatrist. Okay, well, we're going to go right back to the telephone line, and we've got Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, up here. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
We've got Aaron from Colorado on the line. Going to go right to her. Okay, Aaron, what's up?
I just want to talk about the tough women in the women's championship.
Catelyn Clark and the rivalry established by Catelyn Clark and Angel Reese of LSU.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, kind of reminds me of the rivalry between Larry Bird and Magic Johnson when they faced off in the 1979 NCAA championship on the men's side.
Mm-hmm.
So tough, Catelyn Clark, tough chick from Iowa, lighting it up. And then you got Angel Reese lighting up from LSU. Just and then of course after the game was over with, then you had some little WWE clash.
Yeah.
Going on after the game was over with, so that was entertaining, and it's just a good game. I like Catelyn Clark. I think she's all right. She's a good young lady, and she was right about one thing. Runner ups do not go to the White House. LSU won the championship. They should be heading to the White House alone.
Mm-hmm.
Broken down dumb donkey, so-called first lady, thought that the runner-ups Iowa should attend LSU to the White House.
Right.
And LSU said, "Hell no, we won." And they're exactly right. But anyway, Cap, Professor Politics, goodbye.
All right, and you know, Kyle, she's right on that because
Yes. That's
the political correctness entering into the mix, trying to be, well, they should all be awarded with something because they all deserve to win.
Yeah, that's definitely, I agree with Aaron. Yeah, that's right. There can be only one winner, right, in this kind of thing, absolutely.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's why they call a champion a champion.
That's right. Exactly. Exactly.
Yes. And if the other girl can't understand it, then it's too bad. But it wasn't her doing anyway. It was Jill Biden wanting to be accommodating, and she's just stepping out of bounds. That's all. Well, okay, let's get back into the mix here with some stuff. Eight Republicans have asked Joe Biden to support the storm tax relief.
Yes, that's exactly right. This is, of course, this has to do with the hurricanes,
yep.
Right, in the Florida, also Puerto Rico. We talked about the hurricanes Ian, Nicole, and Fiona.
And did
right.
you hear the redesignation of Hurricane Ian? Did you hear about the intensity of the storm and what they did the other couple of days ago?
No, what did they do?
It was a Category 5 hurricane all the way.
Oh, my goodness.
All the way.
Wow.
Yep, all the way. Which is why there was so much damage and why they're still having problems trying to get things back together again.
Well, sure, of that intensity level, sure.
Yeah. So for anybody that's out there going, well, how come it's taking so long? Well, you know, try putting a Category 5 in your backyard and see what you get.
Yes, exactly right. Yeah, if memory serves, Ian was the storm that went through Fort Myers Beach.
Yes.
Yes.
Sure
and that's
did.
Still, they're still trying to get things even just to the basic to try to start putting them back together.
Absolutely. Now, former Russian, excuse me, yeah, be all right in a minute. A former Russian officer has said Putin has found himself stuck in an information vacuum. What the hell is he talking about?
Well, yeah, this is actually a Russian defector, Captain, who's got this kind of inside information. He says that Putin doesn't use a cell phone or the Internet, but instead he uses Secret Service reports and also, get this, Russian TV news channels to get information.
Well, okay. But we don't know if he uses CNN.
the favorite
of many Russians.
Well, sure. Well, I mean, I don't know. But I wonder what Vladimir Putin thinks about Russian disinformation, especially when it came to Hunter Biden's laptop. You know, from what we all know about Vladimir Putin and how terrible he is, I'm sure he said, wait a minute, we did a what? We did a laptop?
Sure.
Because it was not Russian information, disinformation. Well, but at any rate, a little levity. But, yes, the problem is that he could be more isolated, too, and he could get bad information and then make some very monumentally bad decisions.
So Donald Trump is slamming the hater judge that he has
in charge of his trial, urging a move of the trial to Staten Island, which to me would make more sense.
Well, sure, and it would be much more advantageous for Donald Trump. That's a little more Republican leaning, but certainly Manhattan. And this really brings up the question, Captain. Donald Trump, can he get a fair trial anywhere on planet Earth, but certainly within the United States of America? I think that's a good question.
Not in Manhattan.
No, well, of course not. It's so polarizing, and it's so entrenched, people's opinions about Donald Trump. And certainly, you know, again, the DA was able to parlay having a grand jury, you know, from that very area, go ahead and vote for this ridiculous indictment. So anything's possible, I guess, once we get to trial.
Now, a St. Alsem poll has Donald Trump pummeling Ron DeSantis in New Hampshire.
Very interesting, yes. Well, it's not surprising, of course, that at this point, of course, Governor DeSantis is not a declared candidate. But that a lot of that could change if he ever did declare. So it's still a little kind of with a grain of salt here about the disparity between the two people.
Mm-hmm.
But if he were to declare, I think we'd start really looking at those numbers more seriously.
Now, some 15 million people are losing their Medicaid coverage thanks to the COVID emergency, which has now ended, which means they don't have to have it anymore.
Well, that's right, and it must come to an end at some point, what one might think, in relation to that. That's
well, there's
right.
A bunch of people aren't happy about it.
Well, I can imagine. That's right. About 15 million people, as you were mentioning, are going to lose that. That's
now,
right.
Two top Florida Democrats, including one Nikki Freed, who is the chairwoman of the Democratic Party in Florida, were arrested at an abortion protest where they were told to leave because they were inside a perimeter where they weren't supposed to be after a certain time, and they chose not to leave, and they got arrested instead.
Well, but yeah, that seems to be within the parameters of why you might arrest somebody, and it's not because it was about abortion, but if it's being done in an illegal way, then that's right, then no matter what you're protesting.
No, Nikki Freed got her picture in the paper and got her name on television and got a little bit of notoriety, thought it was a great thing, I guess. I don't think it was great.
No, but again, this is watch for more and more abortion talk. Because that's the one thing that the Democrats believe is that they're winning a subject, and they'll continue to press it because they know it's better than what they've got.
All right, hold that thought, Mr. Kyle. Folks, you're coming back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. We're going to take a look at the weather that we've got because we've got three tornado watches and or warnings right now. In Arkansas and Missouri. So we'll let you know where they're at when we come back. Don't go anywhere. I shall return.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Just Touch Me, Babe. You remember that one, Kyle?
I sure do. That's right.
I heard that song yesterday morning. I said, man, I'm going to play that tonight.
All right.
All right, well, let's get going here. First of all, we have three active tornado warnings on the ground right now. You're going to tell us where they're at.
That's exactly right, Captain. Starting in Arkansas, this is in Claiborne, Stone, and Van Buren counties. We got a severe thunderstorm there capable of producing a tornado located near Choctaw or near Clinton, moving northeast at 40 miles per hour. Next up is in Missouri. This is going to be a severe thunderstorm near Hunter or 11 miles southeast of Van Buren, moving northeast at 45 miles per hour. They also note that this storm is showing strong rotation and could produce a significant tornado. So if you're in that area, please be very, very aware of this. Be very careful. And rounding it out, another one in Arkansas. We've got extremely dangerous tornado was located over Franklin or 9 miles northeast of Melbourne, moving northeast at 50 miles per hour. So these are very serious warnings.
Yeah, and serious is the understatement of the year because they are definitely life-threatening. I can see that. I can also see that we do have these things have been touching and going all night long in this same area mostly. So we're keeping our eyes on it for you, and hopefully we won't have to tell anybody about any severe injuries because people have been paying attention, I hope.
Yeah, me too. Absolutely.
All right. Well, back to what looks like the weather. How about a little snow? Kyle, up there in North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, the upper peninsula of Michigan, and the northern part of Wisconsin, you got a blizzard warning in some areas. You got snow in others. You got some freezing rain and ice in some others. Very severe ice situation right now in Wisconsin in a couple of different areas. And you've got these massive thunderstorms that are there in the Midwest and some more storms, it looks like, coming that direction.
That's exactly right, yes.
Now, we do have some rain, some heavy rain in Michigan, as well as the southeastern corner of Wisconsin. We've got snow across most of Maine tonight, parts of New Hampshire, parts of Vermont, and we've got some wind coming on down from Cape Cod all the way down to North Carolina along the ocean side right there, so be careful of that. We do have some fog tonight, Mobile over towards Gulfport, Mississippi, and we do have some wind tonight to talk about this down there along Brownsville on up towards Corpus Christi. And, of course, we got some unsettled weather conditions coming up out of Houston North right now as well. So what are you seeing? What are you seeing at the Pilot and Flying J in terms of the price of fuel?
In terms of the price of fuel, you know, of course, Captain, you know, they do their best to make sure you got the very best price of for your fuel when you come in, and of course for diesel as well. And you can find their nearest location by going to pilotflyingj.com. That's pilotflyingj.com. Use their locations function and truck on in.
And the good thing about it is that they'll try to give you the best they can with the prices so that you don't need to worry about getting gouged or stuck. They are the largest truck stop chain in the country, so they do have that behind them to try to help them. And I do know that fuel is ever so gently and carefully moving along here. I'm going to take a look right now. It went up 29 cents a barrel yesterday, West Texas crude, and Brent's up. And let me see here. The price of diesel is up 7 cents a gallon above where it was on Friday. So very slowly it's starting to move up. And we're hearing that the price of gasoline at the pumps could be as much as $4 a gallon by the end of the summer. Is that what you're hearing?
Well, that's right. That's because of these cuts that OPEC suddenly announced. That's right.
Well, those are our friends.
So as we thought, I guess, but not really. At least not when it comes to our energy.
All right. Well, tell us how we can hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we look forward to talking to you tomorrow.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right. And wait a minute. Are we going to talk to you later?
Yes, in the 5 o'clock hour.
All right. That's right. You'll be back at 5 o'clock because Ron Edwards has the night off. Okay. Very good. All right. Look forward to talking to you then, my friend.
Thank you.
All righty. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and he'll be back here in, another hour. So let's go on up above here, and we've got Denise Simon, founderscode.com. Well, Donald Trump took a little airplane trip north, took a little airplane trip south, and said a lot of stuff to a lot of people.
What, when he got home?
That too.
But he didn't speak to anybody in New York.
Nope. Wouldn't blame him.
So, it turns out that this indictment doesn't actually cite any crime that he committed.
Nope.
So,
which tells me they're going to try to create him, which that's not going to work, so this will get thrown out of court. How could it not be?
Well, there'll be several motions that'll be filed. There's all kinds of experts, legal experts, very smart, that will provide some text on how this will, how these motions will happen for the next 4 months. But here's the other interesting thing that a lot of people don't necessarily know. The judge's daughter, her name is Lauren. She happened to run a campaign operation for Kamala Harris when she was running for president, and then switched over and worked for the Biden campaign. Don't you think there's a little bit of conflict of interest there? Because I do.
Certainly.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Certainly. It's a no-brainer.
And then in the middle of all of this, the Ninth Circuit ruled that Stormy Daniels had to pay Trump $122,000 in legal fees.
Correct. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So, what a tangled web we weave.
Well, yeah. Here we are.
What do you think that means for things?
Well, it's real hard to say here at this point. I've been trying to kind of plot this thing out, and I haven't arrived at any kind of predictions.
All right, hold that thought. We're going to try to plot it out during the break, and we'll be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere.
Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969-8600.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we're going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.